This is New Sound Wave, Episode 11, Iron Man 2, and Frank Miller takes on 3Dev Adam. The theme music is provided by Tim Gorley.
I can achieve maximum velocity.
The big topic of the week is the Iron Man 2 trailer. Begin.
Rob, go.
Rob, you're the one that wanted it. Go.
Oh, it's my turn? Okay. You know, Maximum Overdrive 2 looks pretty badass, doesn't it, guys?
God.
I mean, nothing tells me the fact that here's the main big villain. Randy the Ram Belmont comes walking out, whipping little whips around. Iron Man could fly around without, like, fins or propellers like the Rocketeer to make it realistic that he could turn around in space, but they can't find a sniper to shoot this asshole in the back of the head?
Suspension of disbelief. Okay. Spider-Man 2, until the Joker was on screen, I thought the best comic
book... Wait, what?
Spider-Man 2, the best comic book villain ever, until the Joker... was Doc Ock, and he was totally, you could have totally shot him with a .38 in the stomach and it would put him under.
He but was so fat, how did he get around? Yeah,
the thing is, it doesn't bother me. When watching the movie, I never thought about it once. I trust Jon Favreau and Mickey Rourke to put on a show that I can willingly suspend my disbelief and it won't bother me. But that's the only thing I'll say about it.
I'm going to pop up some popcorn and sit back and eat my popcorn.
Yeah, I totally agree with Brian. Just based on this trailer, I can see at least, if anything, the tone is going to be the same as the first movie.
Yes.
It's going to be fun. It's probably going to be more over the top, but it looks like the tone. That's what I'm always worried about. The tone is going to be exactly the same as the first movie, and that was the best part of the first movie.
What did you say that you wanted from the trailer that you didn't get?
Oh, yeah. I wish they would have had some more War Machine to contribute to that.
I wish they would have had no War Machine.
I think my hope is that this trailer is going to be similar to the early trailers that we saw for the first Transformers movie, where you saw the first initial trailers and it was like, that looks like it might be okay. But I'm hoping that the trailer is what sucks and not the movie, because
the trailer's not bad.
This trailer,
it doesn't suck.
It's
not the Iron Man 1 trailer.
Exactly.
It's a typical sequel trailer.
What this trailer is saying to me is that...
XV.
What this trailer is telling me is that it's going to catch the style of Iron Man just as well as the first one did. And it's going to build off of what worked in the first movie as well.
That's
really what I want from an Iron Man movie.
The trailer started off perfectly. It was Tony Stark in front of a committee being, you know, this arrogant, rich, brilliant person. Tony Stark, exactly. I enjoyed that. And I enjoyed most of the trailer. I enjoyed the Mickey Rourke stuff, even though I'm like wondering how in the heck, again, that... if you were to be in threat. But I enjoyed it up until the end when we saw Iron Man and War Machine battling out who knows what, because that to me kind of looks creepy and strange.
What's wrong with War Machine?
Nothing's wrong with War Machine. I just don't want to see War Machine in the movie. I don't see any point in it. The movie's Iron Man.
War Machine.
People who read comics 15 years ago likes War Machine. Nobody now likes War Machine.
Yeah.
Well, that's their problem, not mine.
War Machine was a gimmick character in like the late 80s and the 90s. Who cares? He's passe. It's like having Venom in Spider-Man 3. There's no point in it.
Right. Or Robin in a Nolan Batman movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though there's no point in doubling the hero count.
Robin is important to Batman, but he's not important to the movie Batman. That's the point with Robin. Yes, Robin is absolutely imperative to the Batman comic, but he doesn't have to exist in the movies, period.
Maybe for the third Iron Man movie, they can put Happy Hogan in a third Iron Man suit.
Nice reference.
Chris, what do you think? You've not said a word yet.
Shoot to thrill. That's all I got to say.
More AC/DC, man. I'm telling you.
Yes.
I enjoyed that.
I'm willing to bet this is going to be an entertaining movie and a fun movie to watch. And, you know, I might even like it. But judging by that trailer, it's going to be one of these cases where I've got to turn my brain way off to enjoy it. Yeah.
Well, Iron Man 1 was sublime. It transcended what it was way more than I expected. I'm expecting this will probably be like Spider-Man 2. I'm going to go in not expecting much, and I will be probably more than satisfied. I don't think I'm going to like it as much as Spider-Man 2, but I didn't expect that much from Spidey 2. But once I saw it, I was in love with the movie.
You know, I can barely make a doghouse in my garage, and this guy can make this. I'm going back out there to see what I can do.
Exactly.
Okay, but from a comic book geek perspective, here's my concern. When they first started casting this film, there was some confusion about whether he was going to be playing Whiplash or Titanium Man. And apparently the film doesn't understand that any better, because there's a lot of aspects.
That's true.
Who snorted? There's no snorting on the show. None.
This is a no snort zone.
This is a North Note. No snort zone. Exactly like JD said. I'm sorry. I'm going to drink some Pepsi Max, brought to you by PepsiCo. Inc.
I just had a Mountain Dew throwback a little while ago.
Oh, dude. Less than 2 weeks, throwback will be re-released. I am excited.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's basically Titanium Man without the armor, but with the whips. So I don't understand what this is supposed to be. So anyway, I don't know. That's the other part that concerns me. I think it'll work as a character on screen. It's just going to have the people that know the characters going, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Watch him introduce himself as Omega Red.
Yeah. the first movie featured the Ironmonger. I don't think anyone really cares about the Ironmonger anymore. I mean, so the movies are...
That's a good one to blow through first, then.
Yeah, but the movies... The Iron Man movies aren't about the villain. It's not like Batman, when they had to have these over-the-top villains. The movies are about, you know, Iron Man. Yeah,
he doesn't have good villains anyway.
No, so Iron Man has horrible...
Fin Fang Foom.
I know, yeah, Fin Fang Foom. He doesn't...
MODOK
Unicorn.
Oh my god. MODOK.
Why isn't Fin Fang Foom in this?
Probably around the third movie we'll get the Mandarin.
And with the Mandarin inevitably comes Fin Fang Foom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Played by Michael Clark Duncan.
The Mandarin or Fin Fang Foom?
Either one.
I think I would actually play
CGI, baby, both of them.
I'm very hard to motivate, but I think I would actually boycott the film if it were to be Michael Duncan Clark as
well, he's a great kingpin.
God. He was amazing in Street Fighter 2, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was Balrog, wasn't he?
He was Balrog.
Yeah.
Here's this 50-something overweight man playing a boxer. All right, go ahead. He's supposed to be Mike Tyson, not George Foreman, guys.
Okay, so Iron Man 2 is the big news for the week. In the show notes, I have just generically listed news. Okay.
Look. I think we've covered that.
Yeah, that just happened.
Yeah, that just happened. That's breaking news. Okay, you're listening to New Soundwave 11. We just jumped right into the show. I'm Brian Kilby. With me, I have John DeLuna, JD, Rob Springer, Chris Triplett, Nex V, the usual.
It doesn't want to go to introduce us now after we've been talking for 20 minutes.
You know, that we wanted to get right into this. So
yes, I know.
New Soundwave is the show where we cover general geekery, science fiction, comic books, movies.
But see, what you should have done is just edit in the introduction before.
Lesser podcasts do that, XV. I'm not lesser podcast.
Yeah, we are organic here.
Yeah, we're organic. We're professional. I am literally a professional, so I can do whatever in the heck I want.
This is a sustainable podcast.
Just because you're a professional.
Just shut up.
The Friday the 13th remake had a 20-minute intro.
Yes, he had a good point.
We can do this.
Dude, Friday the 13th. Okay. You don't have to shut up, XV. I was kidding. I'm sorry.
You hurt him. You broke him.
I love you, XV.
He's got his Power Rangers pillow right now, and he's crying into it.
Yeah, you're going to have to send him a Power Ranger to, you know, be back in his good graces.
Send him flowers.
Send him the Green Ranger.
I have a Green Ranger.
Send him another one.
Is it plush?
That's a hint.
No, but I could have gotten a plush one years ago. They made a plush Green Ranger.
Why does that not surprise me?
Your mom has a Green
Ranger.
Well,
I mean, they made everything Power Rangers originally.
Yeah.
I recall a box of Cheez-Its I was eating that had the Power Rangers on the back, and they had haphazardly repainted the Green Ranger to be the White Ranger. Like, no one would notice the difference. Like, it's like it looked like Sharpie over a photograph.
Okay, getting back to the show. So I generically have news listed in the show, and this sort of took over everything. But what's going on in the news this week in the general geek happenings? Is this basically a dead week? It's right before Christmas, so.
Yeah, everything that's coming out pretty much came out.
We in the last week, we got news on a new Transformers game, which is what? The Quest for Peace or Superman 4 or War for Cybertron.
You know, they keep talking. Okay, so it's become this continuing motif that there's going to be these a two-storyline game where it's like you'll play as the Autobots, you play as the Decepticons. And I'm getting concerned that these games are getting into a rut where it's like that has to be how the game goes. And maybe I'm wrong, and hopefully I'm wrong. Maybe they would do something interesting, like, say, an Infamous-style game where you start out with a generic Transformer, and then you can choose to be an Autobot or choose to be a Decepticon, and that changes the story. But maybe that's me being, like...
No, that would be really cool. TFormers.com will apparently have an interview with High Moon Studios on Friday, and we are in queue to talk with them later on next month once they have a little bit more to tell. So we'll play that on Radio Free Cybertron, maybe some of it on New Soundwave. So Transformers, we are getting a new game. Some information was leaked about the new Transformers series. A new G.I. Joe series is on the way. I can't really think of anything else as far as news that's happened in the past week. I really haven't checked much. Avatar, though, is opening this weekend.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I know.
Is anybody going to go see it?
We are, Chris.
Oh, you want to see it?
Yeah, we can go ahead. Yeah. Sunday. How about we go see that Sunday?
Do it.
Yeah. I mean, I want to talk about it next week. Initially, it looked. I mean, the trailer looks awful. I mean,
it looks terrible.
I can't tell. It looks like what is it? Lawrence of Arabia. What was the big bomb from the early 80s? Not Howard the Duck. It's a Howard the Duck.
Waterworld.
Kind of looks like Last of the Mohicans, but with like blue people.
Yeah.
Yes.
It looks awful. It looks contrived. I'm not interested in the world that it creates. But the reviews have been stellar. I can't tell you. What was a 94 currently on the cream of the crop, John?
Yeah. Yeah. So, it's shocking.
Yeah. I mean, so the reviews.
It's going to be one of the best reviewed movies of the year, probably.
Which is scary.
Which means it's guaranteed to flop.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. It's always inversely proportional. So.
Look what happened with Transformers.
Yeah. Did New Moon pass Transformers? I don't believe it did.
No, I refuse to believe that it does.
I haven't checked. Nothing. I was on another podcast this week, and the guy told me that New Moon had passed the Transformers. I told him I thought he was wrong, but I honestly didn't care enough to actually look at
to follow up.
Opening weekend, they did, but not in overall sales.
Yeah, opening
weekend. No, not even.
It had the best midnight showing, didn't it? It beat out Dark Knight, didn't it?
New Moon is currently at 268.7 million.
Raffle was like what, 4 billion? 400 billion, I mean?
400 million, yeah. It's not Dark Knight level, but it's way up there. It's more money than I'll ever see.
Well, let me put it this way. The Hangover has still made more than New Moon.
Hangover was great though.
Yeah. And that was
That's
a comic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Incredibly profitable. So
don't doubt the power of 12-year-old girls and lonely mothers.
Yeah. Oh, it's creepy. On the radio, they were playing. People at New Moon gathering, and they're like these 50-year-old women, and they were talking about how hot the guys were, and the guy on the radio is like, "You realize he's 17, right?" And they're like, "I don't care. You shut up. He's hot." Oh, and I'm like, "What?
Oh my God!
Yeah. Wow,
it's creepy."
But to be honest, if there's some bald guy in a Slayer shirt obsessing over Hannah Montana and every time he goes into Walmart, fair's fair.
Or or does Emma Thompson too?
Two wrongs don't make a right.
I'm saying, at least it's creepy on both sides of the fence here. You know, it's not just one sex being creepy.
Is that
equal opportunity creepy?
Yeah. That's right. I'm all about equal opportunity.
Okay.
Yeah, not a whole lot to talk about this week. I saw on DVD and Blu-ray, Inglourious Basterds and The Hangover were recently released. And I'm probably actually going to go ahead and pick up The Hangover. I enjoyed Inglourious Basterds. It wasn't my favorite movie from the year, though, but The Hangover was fantastic.
It was fantastic. I think it's probably getting a little overrated, I guess. I don't know. The legend of The Hangover is getting a little out of hand.
It's not transcendent. It's not one of those movies that will last for generations, but it was a solid film. It's probably the funniest movie of the year.
Right.
You're saying it's not Caddyshack. No Harry and Henderson.
Good.
It's no Harry and the Hendersons, or definitely not the TV series.
Oh, jeez, man.
It's up there with She's the Sheriff, though.
Oh,
what about Small Wonder?
Small Wonder is great. And no, it really wasn't.
Mr. Belvedere.
Oh my God, Mr. Belvedere is good.
Mr. Belvedere was good.
Yeah. I noticed some interesting stuff coming along the line, video game wise.
What's coming out?
Well, March. We finally got dates for it. There's a Pokemon Gold and Silver remake coming out for DS.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, that come with little Tamagotchis, basically, where you can take your Pokemon around with you and play with them outside of using your DS. So that's kind of cool.
Oh. And we're getting that for the American release of that?
Yeah, it's going to be in the DS. There's also a WarioWare game coming up for the DS that you make your own mini games and you can share.
Yes, it's a DIY.
Yeah, WarioWare DIY, yeah. I think one of the coolest ones this week, though, is a DSware game in Japan that might come out in America, where you make your own fighting game using pictures.
You know, we've had Fighter Maker on the PlayStation 1.
Yeah, but it's using pictures. Like, you can use the DSi's camera.
Kind of like that game. Kind of like that Generation 2 Transformers game that David Willis, a.k.a. Walkie, did back in the day.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's very –
that's basically what it is.
It's Mugen, however you pronounce Mugen. At a more accessible rate.
We're from the south.
Yeah, I didn't ever bother. It's Mugen for DS. That'll be Mugen. More accessible. Not to mention, it's only $2.
Oh, seriously?
$2.
That's always gonna be Mugen for me now.
Yeah.
Is that how you spell it? I mean, what the hell does that word say?
Have you just justified the DSi? I think you may have.
They have.
From so 100 night release line, I've been justifying that song.
So $170 for a $2 game just justified it.
That may or may not come out for American users.
Notes: the DSiWare in general. Yeah, the fact that the new version is going to have like a ginormous screen.
Yeah,
it seems to me like it's entirely. Reasonable purchase now.
Well, I think when those DSi exclusives come out, that's when it'll be justified for me.
And the right. book reader that's coming out.
When the so what, Rob?
A book reader. So there's your Kindle.
Right. Hmm. We were talking about that a week or two ago, weren't we?
Yeah. I mean, I got in line for first thing at midnight and pre-ordered it because I'm just, I don't know if I'll do it for the XL because I don't miss an iteration of a Game Boy handheld.
So you did have the light, of course.
Yeah, I've got the light. I've got the tank. I even got a Game Boy Micro, okay?
Do you like the Micro? Because I've honestly been thinking about getting the GBA Micro on eBay.
I love the Micro. It's if only Game Boy Advance games were more readily made that wasn't Happy Feet the game.
I have a fairly sizable number of GBA games. It's like one of the only consoles I actually bought a ton of games for. Yeah.
You can still buy brand new ones overseas. It's just America, it flopped hard.
It didn't flop. It's just the DS.
Yeah, what's the point?
Yeah.
But there was even a special edition that looked like a Famicom controller.
Yeah, I saw that. Chris, what were you asking?
I was going to say, does the Micro play older games or does it play just GBA?
Just Game Boy.
Yes. It just plays GBA.
So you can't do like color and old Game Boy?
Well, here's
no, I tried.
There's no reason to because the screen is so small, it's a different aspect ratio. So the Game Boy games would look awful. Game Boy games look awful on the Game Boy Advance anyway.
Right.
So, I mean, there's probably no value in doing that. And also whatever components that they had in the system to play the Game Boy. I'm just,
It wouldn't fit in the Micro case, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Think about the Micro. That was great. You know all your little portable, the PSP, DS, all that. They always have those cases that you can clip onto your belt loop.
Yeah.
This is one you could wear everywhere and not once get on your nerves from bouncing around on your hip. I mean, you're like, I got my Game Boy. I mean, you just throw this thing in your pocket. It was smaller than my cell phone.
The DS? Oh, no, the Micro.
The Micro. Yeah, it's smaller than my cell phone. If I'm wearing cargo pants, it'll be like, so bored. Oh, Mario and Luigi.
Oh, yeah, I can carry my cargo pants. I can carry my PSP in the case, and it's no problem.
Well, I'm a very finicky person. Like, if I have too much in my pockets, I start getting annoyed.
So I can imagine walking down the street getting pissed off at your pockets.
It happens. I have to, okay, chapstick, pocket change, pocket knife. Oh, I want to bring my juicy fruit. Oh. It's not going in the pocket with the keys that has plenty of room. Oh, no, that is keys only.
Keys only.
I have ADD when it comes to my pockets and, like, making sure the door's closed.
Well, I mean, you could always pull a George Costanza and put everything in your wallet.
That doesn't work out so well because then I have to sit on it. Like, oh, man, and I resituate 1,000 times. I'm a really difficult person.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So, okay, quick question. Didn't we get a date this – or a month, at least a projected month for Mega Man 10, Rob? Didn't that they say like March?
March.
Yes. That was
– March.
So, yeah. So, Chris, I know you wanted to talk about – you wanted to talk a little bit about Mega Man 9 and Mega Man 10 because that's like your niche.
Well, there's not much to talk about Mega Man 10. I mean, I think that they've announced there's three Sheep playable Man. Characters. Yeah, a boss named Sheep Man. but that's about it. right now, it's like Mega Man, Proto Man, and an unnamed third character you can play as. And
probably
that's
gonna
about
be
it.
Ace.
Yeah, I was thinking like Roll or somebody.
Well, I guess that could be too.
Yeah. But
Bass was just the first thing that came to my mind for that. Though.
Yeah, Bass was honestly what I was thinking.
It's the typical third wheel.
They're going for an 8-bit thing here, and Bass is pretty much 16-bit, so he might just
I know.
It's not around.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but just being, you know, of course, Proto-Man was Mega Man 9, but it's like this is a big deal because they've not announced who it is. So either they haven't come up with who it is yet, or it's going to be something really neat.
Well, it kind of makes sense. It kind of makes sense for it to be Roll because they've already got the sprite for Mega Man 9.
Yeah, what about X?
In there. I don't know. Probably not. Wouldn't make much sense.
It's going to be Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
Yeah. Oh, God. So it just came up. The question was asked. And we did not talk about this in Radio Free Cybertron, so it's extra content. Rob, you read Bumblebee number 1?
Yeah,
from
I
IDW?
Did. I picked it up today. Have you guys been reading the ongoing series?
No.
I've read the first two issues, the ones that are out.
Yeah, so you know how it's. So basically, I'm saying I'm not spoiling for anyone, am I?
No.
I don't care. I've read them.
This show. This is a spoiler zone. So the show.
Does G.I. Joe blow up Bumblebee?
No,
not this week.
Well, just going back.
And next month it's called Goldbug number 2.
Yeah.
Basically, of course, I'm just going to bring up speed after the Continuum thingy. Basically. The series is 2 years after All Hell Megatron. The Autobots are in hiding because Earthlings are pretty much killing any robot because, okay, you've broken everything. Optimus ends up quitting the Autobots and surrendering himself to the humans. And Rodimus, Hot Rod's supposed to choice to be leader, but he leads off a group of Autobots tired of being on Earth, off in space, and Bumblebee's the new Autobot leader, basically. So the Bumblebee storyline is kind of dealing more with him being the leader of the Autobots and all of his little trials and tribulations. It's so cute. But the thing is, I noticed it might just be me, but I think they did a dig at Barack Obama in it.
Really?
Yeah,
it's
because
the chic thing to do.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's kind of in vogue to make fun of our president. I would never do that.
They did this by in issue 2, Hot Rod and his guys just left, and everyone's naming and voting on a new leader. And Cliff Jumper, of course, makes the obvious joke about it, saying everyone's just going to name themselves. And then all of a sudden they announce where Bumblebee's the leader, where he got the most votes. And he's like, really? So in Bumblebee 1, he's apparently not doing – it starts off with him winning in such a landslide, and everyone's happy for him. And then it's like a couple of days later, people have lost faith in him already. And because he hasn't really done anything.
He won the Nobel Peace Prize. What are you saying?
That's it. So they do this, and Wheeljack pretty much tells him, you may have won the popular vote, buddy, but unless you get on your – basically start doing something, you're going to lose all of your supporters. Nice. And I Yeah, I'm that could just be me because I like Barack Obama. And
so is Bumblebee going to institute a universal maintenance plan?
Well, after reading Hooper X's Facebook posts every day, you can't help but to see all the stuff going being aimed at Barack. Here's the funny thing. So he sides up with the Skynet, whatever, the Earth bad guys that are hunting all the Decepticons in order to make everyone happy, and that's turning out to screw him in the end, too. So I don't know where it's going with it. But oddly enough, the art's back to the old style, while in the regular series, it's movie style.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Well, that's got to get confusing.
Well, it's kind of hand-painted looking, too. It looks nice. I don't know. It looked a lot better. It's like, oh, those are the guys. I liked the movie style art, but I was just like, yeah, that's the guys I'm reading this book about. So I don't know. So it's not a great comic, but it's a good comic. It'll do, Pig.
John pointed out that Frank Miller is writing not a sequel, but a prequel to 300.
Oh,
yikes.
150.
But Marathon is an interesting battle, so I mean, yeah. That could be good.
Yeah, I like that this article called it 299.
Yeah. Okay, 300, the actual book that Frank Miller did, it's one of his best pieces of work. It's the best piece of work that he's done in the last, 15 years. It's probably the last good piece of work that he's done. It's thoroughly enjoyable. The art is great. It's probably one of his best two or three things. Everything Frank Miller has done since comic wise has been crap.
It's just because you have DK2 to compare it to is what's so good, I think.
No, I know DK2 is crap, but I'm comparing it to everything. I'm comparing it to his whole body of work.
Okay.
I mean, compared to his whole body of work, 300. Yeah, three Robocop. Even Robocop comic. Compared, I mean, 300 is great, but the movie doesn't really feel at all like the comic. And of course, you know, like the article that John posted pointed out, he's just doing it to make money. That story was told. There's really nothing left to do with it. I mean, Leonidas was awesome.
Will this be the story of how they dig the big pit?
No, it's the Battle of Marathon. This is what happened before that caused Thermopylae.
Yeah.
So from a historical standpoint,
they won't be digging the big pit.
No, they won't be digging the big pit.
Oh.
I want to see Frank Miller make an adaptation of Three Dev Adam.
Dude. I've talked about 3Dev Adam so much. It's also known as Turkish Star Wars. 3Dev Adam is Turkish Star Wars, isn't it?
No, so Turkish Star Wars is another movie. 3Dev Adam actually means Three Mighty Men. Which is funny because Santos doesn't really do anything.
3Dev Adam.
Yeah, Turkish Star Wars is another movie starring.
Oh, that's Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man's the bad guy. And Captain America and Santos are fighting him.
It's got Santos. Oh, yeah, Santos in it. That's right. Yes.
And Santos doesn't really do anything but hide stuff down his crotch.
Blue Demon was not in this.
No. It's actually just some guy, not even a real Santo, although I'm pretty sure he could have done it if they just asked him. God, it's like there's like a billion Spider-Man 2 where he can keep cloning himself. This is an amazing movie. Yeah, everyone go out to your local comic convention and buy a copy.
Yeah, I've never actually watched it. Yeah.
Go to docmock.com. It's an internet show, kind of like a Mystery Science Theater. And the first episode, they actually watch 3Dev Adam.
Yes. Turkish Star Wars is Dünyayı Kurtaran Adam. So I was completely off there.
Well, he plays the Han Solo-ish character in Turkish Star Wars.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's in it, isn't he? I could be getting confused. There's so many of them.
Dude, I mean, the quality of the film is so bad. It could be anybody. I mean, it's not like we're talking high def. We're talking about ultra low def.
My favorite point in the whole movie is when one scene when the mafia guy's just walking by and there's like a teepee randomly in front of his house. And he walks by and the teepee explodes and Spider-Man jumps out with a knife, goes, adios, mafia, and stabs him. Just imagine what Frank Miller
did. Make that up.
No, you can't. And the guy doesn't even notice there's a TP out there. He just walks up, oh, there's a TP. Imagine Frank Miller writing that. First off, die, motherfucking mafia. I mean, Spider-Man would be naked.
Okay, so I have to let's
edit that.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Frank Miller begins work on 3 Dev Adam. Hey!
Oh, yeah. John just found that the Max series is going to be on DVD. Yay.
Yay.
Barely remember any of it.
Yeah, I remember the comic, Sam Keith comic. I knew MTV made a series. I never watched it.
Is that doll Seam in the 300 picture?
Ooh, a new Young Frankenstein DVD.
A new edition?
Yeah, I guess.
Is this one in color?
Cool no, it now.
That would ruin it.
No, if they did it in like really, really bad Technicolor, it would be kind of funny. If it was overseen by like Mel Brooks.
Have you guys seen the news of the Teen Wolf remake?
A what remake?
Teen Wolf.
Oh, yeah. I saw you talking.
God!
They're doing a Teen Wolf remake?
Yeah, it's a pretty boy, you know.
It's New Moon ripoff,
of course.
Movie, basically.
Oh,
Scott will be on the basketball team. It's actually going to segue into an MTV TV series about Scott's daily tribulations of being a werewolf.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, he's not going to learn lessons. Chunk's not going to get mad at him for clogging all the... What's the point? His cousin is never going to get randomly driven to college by his uncle, because that happens every day.
Yeah.
And dance for everyone. Like, hey, he won the boxing match, and he can sing, "Do You Love Me?" That's not going to happen.
You know what? It's been like 15 years since we've had a new Revenge of the Nerds. Why? It's time for Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah,
nerds are cool again.
It would be weird for Revenge of the Nerds, you think about it, because, yeah, nerds are cool now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be like Revenge of the Jocks.
I think
Revenge of the Jocks. That would actually work.
I think the last Revenge of the Nerds movie is what? Revenge of the Nerds for Nerds in Love.
It was like a made-for-TV movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, the last two were made-for-TV, yeah.
And terrible.
Yeah, there was...
Well, see, like ER is over, so Anthony Edwards can come back at least.
He totally could, I know.
Yeah.
He came back for the fourth one, didn't he?
I don't think... Did he?
He came back for one of them.
Yeah, Booger was getting married.
Yeah. Yeah, so, God, this show has no format.
No.
Not at all. No.
Don't you love having me on New Soundwave?
We only had like 13 minutes of content, and we've gone 30 minutes.
This show is like Jell-O in a colander. It's just...
Nice.
We had 13 minutes of planned content. We blew through the whole plan in about 5.
Yeah.
Shoot the thrill!
Okay.
So, I mean, we're doing really good right now.
Yeah.
Hey, here's some PSP content. Have you checked up 1UP.com? They're saying if you update your PSP, you can get 16 free digital comics off PlayStation Store.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Didn't that open today?
Yeah.
It opened today. Yeah. I'm going to try that when I get off of here.
I actually, All Hell Megatron number 1 was not bad. It's not my ideal comic reading experience, but, you know, it was way better than I anticipated.
For free, it was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can get Spider-Man and X-Men and some random other junk is what it looks
like.
Oh,
great. You can get an issue of Spider-Man that's like 90 issues old.
95. There you go.
Yeah. So basically what you're saying is the PSP is now reduced to the library sale once a month.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I use my PSP for? That Sega Genesis collection disc to play while I listen to Sci-Fi Channel.
The Sonic's Mega Collection, Ultimate Collection, or the other collection?
The Genesis one that's got like Golden Axe and all that
on
it.
The crappy one.
Oh, I like that better because it's like, dude, Golden Axe.
Golden Axe is on the Sonic's Ultimate Genesis Collection too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
All of Streets of Rage is on it. See, that's the big reason to get it.
But it doesn't have the Japanese version of Bare Knuckle 3 though, does it?
I don't know anything about that, but I know you get all of Streets of Rage, which was what was missing on the old Sega Genesis collection.
And the emulation's better.
Hmm. Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah.
I need to get that, and I need to get the second Capcom collection on it.
Oh, they made a second Capcom collection for
PSP? They made the first one, which everyone bought for PlayStation instead. But then they made a second one that's apparently better for PSP because, like, 1942, you can just turn it around like you could the old arcade machine and play it like that.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Stuff like that.
So, I mean, I have the PSP. I have the Capcom collection. I don't need them now because of my main cabinet. But yeah. I have those to play on, like, the Xbox 360, and they're great. But I really can't justify the PSP, except I think Strider's on it, and it's not on the other. Am I thinking correctly?
I think Strider's on the PSP version, I think. Is that right?
The PSP with that Genesis collection is just perfect. Pop on Sci-Fi Channel. What's on Giant Shark versus the UFO? Great. and now I'm playing Altered Beast. Rise from your grave.
You know, the Virtual Console has basically come down to where they're just basically releasing like the worst versions of each game possible. Like, I think they finally released, which ironically, I think probably the worst version of Altered Beast is the arcade game.
Yeah, the Genesis.
Yeah. Yep.
And the thing is, it's like, the arcade one, did it give you unlimited continues with it like most arcade console versions?
I'm not going to play it. I didn't like the arcade game. I think I like the TurboGrafx-16 version better than I like the arcade game.
I like the NES one.
Okay. Speaking of a virtual console, I got Excitebike on WiiWare.
Really?
Rally. Ooh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's good.
Is it?
Buy it. Yes.
I want it. I've just been cheapskating because it's Christmas time.
Yeah, I picked up. Fighting Street Street Fighter 2 Champions Edition on the TurboGrafx-16, as well as Street Fighter Alpha 2 for the Super NES. I had Fighting Street. I had the TurboGrafx-16 version of Street Fighter Champions Edition, but I sold my Turbo Duo RX for like $300. So which is about what I paid for it. So I broke even.
Not bad.
Yeah. So but I have a physical copy of Street Fighter Alpha 2 on the Super NES.
I kind of want that. Is it worth $8, though?
not for you, no.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
No, for me, yes, because I am OCD about such things. No, Chris, you don't need it. You're okay.
Hey, Brian, one thing I want to check with you, though, is
we only have like 30 seconds left, Chris, so yes.
Go ahead. Never mind.
No. Go ahead.
Did you sign up for Club Nintendo?
No, I haven't.
You need to sign up for Club Nintendo. You need to link your virtual console purchases to it so you can get points to get free stuff.
Yep.
I'll tell you about it later.
Yeah, I went to an exclusive Nintendo party because of Club Nintendo, all sorts of stuff. They sent me that Mario hat I twit-picked a while back.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Sweet. Free stuff.
You still need to attach some wings to that, Rob.
You do. Sure. Yeah. Okay. We have passed our 30-minute mark. We need to go because we keep this show going slow.
Right on.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense, but we, 30 minutes, 30 minutes
is
as
much as we, great.
Yeah, I know. We do 30 minutes and we're done. So we have exhausted our time limit. We're going to go. So we'll talk to you guys next week. Thanks for listening.
I can achieve maximum velocity.